Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show at 855-839-1210. A little bit later on, we're going to talk with Jeff Van Drew, Congressman Van Drew. The big, beautiful bill, is it in trouble? And I know he's talked with the president about the nuke in Iran. What's his best metric to know what kind of damage was done? Also, remember, he talked about the Iranian mothership, possibly. And those drones, remember that? Dan triggered my memory the other day with it. But first, we're going to talk with Super Attorney George Paquetto a little bit about the Fitzgerald case. But he's got a landmark civil rights victory against DA Larry Krasner, who's accused of malicious prosecution using false evidence. Ah, come on now. Say it's not so, Larry. You wouldn't do that against a cop. Let's go to George Paquetta here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, George, thank you very much. Congratulations as this case moves forward.
Dom, thank you so much. And you know it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you, George. Question for you before we get to Larry in this situation. What's your sense? I don't know that you've ever tried cases with the death penalty or not. How is it we got to a case where every metric that I can think of, you know, racially, wealth, cameras, assassination, police officer, Temple police officer, Sergeant Fitzgerald. And the death penalty is not only with Krasner, but in vast parts of Pennsylvania out of play. And yet the polling indicates it should still be in play. What happened?
Well, you know, those are prosecutorial decisions that are embedded in the county district attorney's office, and they have the discretion as to whether to charge and what to charge. I was hopeful that, much like the United Healthcare murder in New York, that the feds would step in and prosecute the cop killer in the Fitzgerald matter, and they would have the jurisdiction to do so, just like they did in New York. The problem, Dom, is that the Eastern District of Pennsylvania Department of Justice has got, you know, so many cases that there's just, you know, so many resources to go around. And they necessarily need to rely on the local district attorneys to do their job. Of course, we all know that Larry Krasner is not a district attorney. He's a defense lawyer, pretending to be a district attorney, and he's not enforcing the law in Pennsylvania, including the death penalty. We have a death penalty in Pennsylvania, particularly when you kill a law enforcement officer that is regarded as the most sacrilegious, sacrosanct act you can commit in the criminal code. And it should be, and it should have been, a first-degree death penalty case. That's what it should be. Krasner chose not to do it, and the feds, because they do have certain limitations in terms of how many cases they can take on, they didn't pick this one up like they did in the New York case, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, George, I didn't know that. We had a caller, and I thought, that's why I asked you, that the feds couldn't. And again, if you were there, as you were at the White House with the Eagles thing and everything else, George, if I were there, if we had Trump on the show, I would have bent his ear quite a bit to say why this is a case. I don't care what the resources are. That is death penalty. And you would have a really good chance of winning on this for the totality of things that we talked about.
And I can guarantee you, if we could get Trump's attention on the matter, with everything else that he's dealing with, but if we could get Trump's attention on the matter, he would have told the DOJ, prosecute this as a death penalty case. There's no doubt in my mind that he would do that.
I wish I had known, George. I would have driven down there and said, I'm knocking on the door. And I hear you. Resources, his attention, etc. Now, that brings us here again, George, to this case of this inspector. I believe his rank was inspector, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So we're talking about a high-ranking officer who, by every cop that I talk with, and I'm sure you do too, has an impeccable record, a personal bravery, being there for his men, exactly the type of guy that we want. And in the middle of it, during the George Floyd summer, he was one of the singular forces. I would say it looked like Frank Rizzo out there to me, come alive in trying to keep the city whole.
He absolutely was, Dom, and you've articulated it exactly correctly. He is a wonderful, wonderful asset to this city, and he was doing his level best in a humane and compassionate fashion to constrain what were large-scale protests taking place. And protests are one thing, but when it crosses the line to violence, particularly violence as to police officers, it stops becoming a protest and it becomes anarchy or rioting. And that's when Inspector Bologna stepped in, did exactly what he was supposed to do, and arrested this individual, Gorski. But of course, Larry Krasner didn't want to see it that way. He wanted to prosecute Inspector Bologna for assault and other crimes, which absolutely didn't occur. And what did Larry Krasner do? He fabricated evidence in order to drum up, in 2 days' time, a bogus affidavit of probable cause and charged Inspector Bologna with criminal offenses, dragged him through the criminal justice system for 3 years. And now the day of reckoning has arrived. Judge Slomski, Federal District Court, just issued a landmark 60-page opinion finding the malice and the fabrication and the falsity of Krasner and his stooges in the DA's office, what they did to Inspector Bologna, and he's holding them accountable. And we are going to continue to hold them accountable. But this is a landmark ruling. It's a paradigm shift in terms of holding our criminal district attorney responsible for his criminal conduct.
Yes. So the guy, and in your lead with your colleague there, Lentz, Mr. Lentz, Attorney Lentz, you say the reformer, the guy that's always telling us about people making up stuff, fabricating, the irony of this, is the guy, along with others in the DA's office and this police sergeant, who did this with the inspector.
Well, you know, it's one thing to talk about reform, and I think everybody is in favor of reform to the extent you bring positive changes. That's not the form of reform that Larry Krasner has brought to the DA's office. He's brought perversion. He has perverted the very role of the district attorney to enforce the law and protect victims into a system of attacking the police, attacking victims, contriving evidence, with which to do so. And it's finally all coming to light. You know, I have another case against his office in the Beth McCaffrey matter, where the court specifically found that Krasner's office intentionally destroyed documents in an effort to accuse Beth McCaffrey of prosecutorial misconduct. That's not me speaking. That's the court ruling after a three-year litigation and a trial. And we now have another federal court action pending against the district attorney's office and some of his henchmen to strip away their immunity and expose them for what they are. Nihilists. They are nihilists. They are trying to break down the criminal justice system. And I cannot emphasize to the listeners in strong enough terms the outright assault on the rule of law and the dignity of the district attorney's office that is occurring under Larry Krasner.
Absolutely.
I only wish that I could have been the candidate to run for district attorney, because I would have taken it to him in ways that have never been demonstrated in the city of Philadelphia before. I would have taken a campaign to him. I would have held him responsible. My idea and what I would have done is I would have gotten a flatbed truck and I would have put six coffins on it. And I would go around on that flatbed truck and broadcast the names of the children that are murdered directly because Larry Krasner sets killers free every day. And he's got the blood on his hands. He's the one responsible for filling those coffins with our youngsters. And to the extent that Larry Krasner gets reelected, it's just a shocking assault on decency. And I'm doing everything I can to hold this man accountable.
You absolutely are, George. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on today. Congratulations on this. We know you go to the end of the line on these things, like the Columbus statue. And things of that nature, you never let up. And the skill level matched with that is unbeatable.
Dom, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. It's always a pleasure to speak with your listeners. You are a public service to our community, and you bring to light things that, unfortunately, our mainstream media, particularly the Inquirer, either cover up or misrepresent about. And we need people like you to bring the facts to the people so that they can make their own decisions and their own judgments about what's going on in our city. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, George. Have a great 4th of July if we don't speak. Thanks, George, very much. All right, George Paquetto here on Talk Radio 1210. Thanks to the listener, Dan. I didn't think that. I didn't think he made a great point. I feel embarrassed a little bit on that. And Paquetto just said, well, it's a question of resources. If we had gotten to Trump on this, he would just told him, do it. So I don't know who's doing what over there, you know, in the area, not realizing the significance. Could this not be a better narrative? Face it. This great family. This is a killer from the suburbs. They can't use race. He's white. The officer is African-American. He assassinates him. We have hundreds of cameras. The jury only took 20 minutes to come back. And then, right down Broadway in Philadelphia, the death penalty to say to Krasner, take that. I wish I had been more aware of that. All right, it would have been a moment to try to restore that. But thanks to George Paquetto, we'll keep you informed on this and other things that are brewing out there that could be relatively imminent. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, we'll talk with Jeff Van Drew at 1:30 and Scott Perry at 2 o'clock. The big, beautiful bill doesn't seem to have a lot of cooperation between the House and Senate at this point. I sort of side more with this. Well, maybe it's a draw. There's stuff the Senate's doing on Medicaid. By the way, in the state budget, Medicaid is the biggest cost driver, meaning we have people, so many people on Medicaid in Pennsylvania that don't belong to be on Medicaid. They're able-bodied, often young men that are getting Medicaid, not working, not contributing, not doing anything. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is Dom time. Let's get a few calls in. Today's the day that Muhammad Ali retired in 1979, and in 1977, it was the last performance of Elvis due to his death at some point after that. Walt is in Deptford. Walt, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Walt, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, good. Thanks. That's my first time calling. Big fan of the show.
Thank you, Walt. Very much.
You're welcome. For me, my farewell speech has to be Alex Trebek's.
I don't remember. Did he do it on the TV show, or was this done some other method?
I don't know. I probably saw it online.
Okay.
But it was his farewell speech, talking about that he's going to die, and it was just terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Look, what a drop-off, too. I mean, his role with Jeopardy is hard to imagine anyone else ever doing it.
Yeah, and it was kind of kind of didn't know what he was going to say, and just, coming out and saying, talking about his health and his own mortality kind of hit me hard,
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Walt. Don't be a stranger. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, we play sometimes. For some reason, they brought in Alex Trebek to be the moderator at the Wolf and the guy that ran the sanitation company, Martin debate. And that's when he said, no booing. We told you about that. Imagine Alex Trebek. All right, you're up, Tom Wolf. I'll take, I'm not going to answer any questions about COVID for 50. 855-839-1210. You get on board. This is a report that we highlighted, probably do it more tomorrow because I'm just seeing the reaction to it. It's the long-term report that really showed how bad so-called gender-affirming care was. The co-author of this federally funded report on the efficacy of gender treatments for minors, including puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and reassignment surgeries, they revealed themselves to be liberals. And here's the kicker, the reason they're saying that. They're saying, we are liberals. I've never voted Republican, the one guy says. I got to try to get him on the air. I support the rights of transgender people. But the facts are the facts, meaning how dangerous these surgeries, how ill-conceived they are. So how much more do we need? Well, you got to understand, these are, I would rank them up there. There are probably not as many of them as the Gaza crazies. But they are virulent on this. They never stop. J.K. Rowling would be an example. Riley Gaines, when they come after you, they might do anything. We've had some of these people shoot up schools, manifestos, all that. So here you have people, self-admitted liberals. One guy says, I've never voted Republican. I'm an academic from Cambridge, Massachusetts. But the facts are the facts about the dangers of this stuff. Now, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, which I always thought would never give it up, at the end of June, so meaning Monday, I guess, they will no longer do any of these surgeries and things of that nature. University of Pittsburgh, they've been a hotbed on the side of doing this. So what is wrong with Children's Hospital CHOP of Philadelphia? I don't know. My theory was that a few activists that are crazed have taken over there and they're going down Broadway with this stuff. I may be wrong. It could be there are more of them there that want to do this. And you don't know how disappointing it is. If you're a new listener, Luke was in the CHOP when he was 18 months, meningitis, and the care that he got was unbelievable. Ro and I witnessed it. Ro slept over. I mean, we saw all kinds of things that were remarkably well done. So I've always, I can't though. I just cannot anymore with any group. And we're going to look back on this maybe 2 to 5 years from now, and we're going to say, wow, how in the world did we ever support this stuff? It's going to be one of those moments when people go, man, this is like bloodletting or something back in the day, or lobotomies or something. Are you kidding me that we did this? And yet, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is doing it. This report is a perfect example of the science, what the facts are. Now, I'm very cautious about RFK Jr. and the vaccine stuff. But I saw something this morning that I am on board with. And we're going to try to get on the guy that's heading up this part of the new vaccine board. He's researching. We want to get the evidence on the long-term interactions. In other words, in a place like Jersey, you're going to see, what is it? Is it at least 12 mandatory for kids? I'd have to look it up. It might be more. And I've always thought about this. It's the number. I can remember when, what was it, Gardasil, HPV, and in some of these states, they were demanding that kids get it because they're going to get various diseases, sexual contact, and all the rest. It's just never ending. So I'm a vaccine guy, as you know, but I've always wondered about the efficacy of this and the long-term interactions and effects. It's way too far. In other words, we've gone crazy with this, particularly in a state like Jersey. So I am heartened that this is one of the major areas that the Kennedy Group, the newly appointed people, are going to be studying: the number of vaccines, how they interact with each other over the course of a lifetime. Then you throw in the COVID stuff and God knows what. The CDC just issued a directive now for children to get another vaccine this morning. How much is too much? And I think commonsensically, it feels like it is too much. So we go down those paths. I think this could be very fruitful. In other words, I'm not going to cover it. When I think it's out of bounds, I'm going to tell you I think it's out of bounds. This, I think, is going to be very interesting, though, because I think it makes a lot of sense. We'll see if the science bears it out. How much is too much before you're rolling the dice? And you're going to get some bad outcomes, particularly with kids. So I'm happy to say the Kennedy vaccine people are going down that path at this point. That is good. We talked with Dr. Oz about the thing they did with the pre-authorization. That's big. That's good stuff. So far, I don't have any complaints. I'll tell you when I do. If RFK Jr., I think, goes, I'm going to say it. You should look at, oh, I can't be saying that. Maha! You can't just run around saying, Maha! And everything's fine. Some of these Maha people are wifty. We have one on. We gave it a try with the one woman. You know, we're going to go after farmers. They're doing this, that, and the other. Get out of here. Just get out now. You know what I mean? It's just overkill of this stuff. And if you can't say that, you got to grow up. Some of this stuff is ridiculous. That doesn't mean big pharma, the vaccine companies and all that. The other day, Kennedy had quite a good moment with this fake guy, this Congressman Pallone from Jersey, who has taken millions from the pharmaceutical companies and now signs off on any vaccine imaginable. So there is a line, and I've often thought, maybe you did too, as we saw New Jersey continue to add mandatory vaccinations. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Tom, that reaction from Mikey Sherrill should tell everybody exactly.
Oh, yeah.
How shallow she is. You know, she goes after the excitement of the new socialist emerging in New York.
But Joe, think of what they're behind the eight ball on this. They can't, as Democrats, other than Fetterman, condemn this guy and go after it. They have to say something. This is what Republicans usually face. The woman in Virginia tried to say, I don't know New York politics. So she was given bad advice. I would never to say, well, I share his goals, because we know what his goals are.
Well, and politics and political fabric is not regional.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
I'm not there, so, you know, I'm going to turn a blind eye to it. No. All you got to know is, you know, civics and the Constitution, for God's sakes. You know, it's the window dressing they go after. Somebody should tell Mikey Sherrill somebody went after Hitler's window dressing, too, with his excitement back in the day. My side answer always gets to me, and I always tap the video of this. And I think the WNBA should take a lesson from it. And it was Irving Magic Johnson's retirement speech, where he looked over at Larry Bird and said, I am me because you were you. And it was the perfect complement of competition.
Yep.
Where they hated each other, Dom, but they appreciated and respected each other when the end came.
Well, it's right. What I think he's saying, too, is you drove me because I'm going to beat Larry Bird. And Larry Bird is the type of guy that would get under your skin. Think of here in Philadelphia. But, you know, he's the type of guy I love to compete against. And just my six fouls were going to be well taken, maybe by the end of the first quarter.
But I also think he was recognizing that, you know, Johnson knew he was good.
Oh, yes.
He wouldn't have quite risen to the levels he rose to if it wasn't for Larry. Well, his competition, but Larry in particular. You know, he still would have been great, but maybe not quite as great. And
oh, no.
Thank Larry for that.
It does try. That is a great one, Joe. I love that. We have Congressman coming up, but I got to talk about the Sixers pick. I am completely on board with this guy. One of the reasons is he didn't have electricity in his house in the Bahamas for 7 years. I'll have to explain that in great detail. I see that. Pick him right there. It tells me something. All right. And the guy that got picked first,
no, I'm not going there.
Okay, well, I'll make my case. Congressman Scott Van Drew coming up here, and then Perry a little bit later on. Hey, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. res-q.com. Feel better. Get active. Turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. WELLNESS, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy. Get savings at res-q.com. Do it today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey. All right, it is Dom time. In moments, we'll talk with Congressman Scott Perry. As I said, want to talk inside the big, beautiful bill, which is kind of rolling in the Senate. They think they'll have it done. And I think they're going to vote on tomorrow is one thing that we're hearing. We'll ask him. And this is huge. I mean, this is every bit as big as Iran and everything else. And it's kind of getting waylaid a bit here because of the attention there. And I'm going to also ask him the metric. And he's a brigadier general retired, I believe, in the National Guard. I'm going to ask him about the notion of what's the metric to use about the destruction in Iran. The thing I'm using is the UN of all things. The UN Atomic Energy Watchdog Chief confirms that Trump's airstrikes wrecked Iran's nuclear capabilities. Okay? So we have that all gone on. And yeah, Scott Perry's calling in now. I'll give you a little bit. It's Van Drew now. I'm sorry. All right, Van Drew Perry. Let's switch him up. Jeff Van Drew, I'm going to ask the very same things to, but I'm going to ask about Mikey Sherrill and the mayor of New York and the nonsense there. I told you about this yesterday, and Guy Shiraki's got a column on it, give you more details. Are you aware the SATs are now online? And if you're not doing well, you get easier questions in the last quarter or so of the test. If you're doing well, you get harder questions. Think about this. If this were the 110-yard hurdles, whatever it is, you're at about the 60-yard mark, we're going to make the hurdles a few inches higher for you as we get near the end. Maybe we'll put in an extra hurdle. It's true. This is what the SATs are doing. Let's go to Congressman Jeff. Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Hey, Congressman, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Always good to be with you, Dom. Thank you.
Well, Senator Fetterman has called it, and I agree, Christmas in July for the GOP. I was on Newsmax today debating one of the big Democrat strategists I've seen before about this guy who looks like he could be mayor of New York. And then Mikey Sherrill, according to the Republican governors, a congressman, has weighed in and said, well, she shares the goals of this guy. Give us a sense in a place like Jersey, right there with New York City, et cetera, of how do you not call this guy out?
There's so much to say about that, but I'll try to condense it down. First of all, I am shocked that Mikey would say that. You think that she would try to at least pretend to be moderate. I mean, if she wants to win this gubernatorial, she's got to get back more to the center and not, you know, utilize her voting record too much in Congress, which has been ultra left. And I thought that's what she would do. That remark makes no sense to me. So I don't know who advised her to do that. I don't know who her political advisor was. Let's understand everything about this Democratic candidate for the city of New York. First of all, I got to say, and I mean this sincerely, New York City is an amazing place. It's so important to the nation, not just to, you know, New York State. And if he becomes mayor, I am so unbelievably worried about it. You know, the difference here is he's not, you know, a legacy Democrat. He's not a traditional liberal. This guy structurally, significantly, substantively wants to change the city and the United States of America into a socialist state. And the thing I don't get, everybody wants to come here because it is so much better than anywhere else in the world. And then some people come here or are here and want to fashion ourselves to be like the failed countries all around the world. It makes no sense. It's crazy. It's destructive. I really believe it's self-destructive.
It is. But I thought of you immediately because that's bad enough. But then the outright anti-Semitism, anti-Israel, maybe Holocaust denial, and you have been on top of this. It rolls on with your subcommittee and your work, anti-Semitism across the board. This guy is, that's even the headline, even as much, if not more, than the socialism to me.
Oh, it is. Well, he's everything we don't want in America.
Right.
America is about freedom, the ability to compete, the ability to do well, to work hard, to believe in whatever faith you want to. And that's why I feel so strongly about what's going on with the anti-Semitism. First of all, it's growing. It's at bigger numbers. And of course, some on the left try to blame the anti-Semitism on Donald Trump. The numbers we're using that shows the huge growth in anti-Semitism come from the Biden administration era. We haven't assembled all the numbers most recently yet. It doesn't work that way. As you know, you're always a year or two behind. So these are 2023 numbers that show record numbers of anti-Semitic attacks, etc. And it's everything un-American. America was this place that the founders set out where people could believe what they wanted to, that they could believe in whatever faith or no faith at all, quite frankly, which I don't understand, but it is their right. They can do what they want. They can, you know, achieve whatever they want if they work hard enough, et cetera. But most importantly, they have First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of faith. And for it to be in America, you know, understand this, Dom. America, this is the premise we all have to come from. America is like no other nation on the face of the earth. America is a unique experiment in all of history. In all of world history, in my opinion, there's never been a place like it. It is the greatest nation with all its problems on the face of the earth. And to try to now make it like these other countries, you know, anti-Semitism goes back. It goes back 3,000 years ago to Egypt. It goes back to the Crusades. It goes back to the Spanish Inquisition. It goes back to the pogroms, you know, that occurred in the 1880s all the way to the early 1900s and then to the Holocaust. It goes back many, but it was always somewhere else. That doesn't fit in America. That's not who we are. It's not what we're about. So the bastards that are bringing that into our country are wrong, and they have to be squashed.
Well, I'm so glad that's a major part. You got a lot of balls in the air, but you have been on this. Now, the auto pen, I don't think you're on the committee with this, but the testimony yesterday, and this woman, as you know, but for listeners, goes back several administrations. She always turns up in a key spot that testified. She was the keeper of the auto pen, and she says she would send off requests on various things and get sign-offs of all these people. She never really saw Biden, but she was sure that Biden must have okayed it. We're starting to get closer to the people that were actually making or signing off on these decisions, apparently.
Yeah, we are. And they're doing good work in the hearing. And it's important to know. And this is the reason. Nobody, you know, some people will say, oh, we're reliving the past. We're still, no, we're not reliving the past. We have to understand what happened in the past so we don't do it again in the future. It was bad. It was wrong. It's, again, so un-American. And it's scary. I don't think people knew. I knew, a lot of members of Congress knew. You just saw President Biden. Seriously, I mean, it really was elder abuse. It was sad. You know, I fault his wife and those around mm-hmm. him more. I fault the Democratic leadership for actually trying to prop him up and get him in for four more years if he hadn't had that complete collapse. Cognitive collapse during the debate, they still would have been pushing him, trying to get him in. You just shouldn't do that. He should have, you know, eventually he was told because they knew they didn't have a chance with him, but he should have felt, his wife should have felt, the close advisors that supposedly care for should have said there's no way. But the bottom line is there's absolutely no doubt things were going on around him, policies were put in place that you just can't believe he really believed in unless he completely morphed into something else. This was the ultra left. They had an oligarchy, a group of people around him that were ruling and running this country. Again, that's not what America's about. It's damn scary. People shouldn't say they don't want to know about it. You're reliving the past because you're not, because you don't want it to happen again. I wouldn't want to see this in a Republican administration, and it was awful to see in a Democratic administration. We were so unbelievably weak. Look at the difference now.
Yeah, and it speaks to the 25th Amendment, and can anything be done where it would actually be real and come into play? And it seems to me, I don't know about you, that it can't because, you know, the cabinet is not going to take out a sitting president. They were in on it. She was in on it, the VP. The wife was in on it. This was a pretty clear case of somebody that the 25th Amendment should have been looked at.
Well, you know, people want to use the Constitution, say, we you know, people would write me and call me and I'd see them on the street and say, you know, why don't we use that to just get them? But we can't use it.
Right.
It's the cabinet that has to use it. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have some of the leadership and certainly in the Democratic Party don't have the selfless, you know, leaders that care more about the Constitution and the country and America that are willing to do something really hard like that. That cabinet was not going to do that. There was no way in God's creation, no matter right. how bad he was. To be honest with you, he could have been, and I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, he could have passed away and they could have propped him up. What was that movie where they were riding
Weekends
around
with Bernie's one and two, yes.
Weekends, right, Weekends with Bernie. They literally could have done, you know, Weekends with Biden, and they would have done it. They would have done it. That's the point. They sure. didn't think America first. That's what's most important. They were thinking about left-wing politics.
I think since we last spoke, you may have spoken with the president. I know it's random times, but you do pretty regularly.
I did.
And give us a sense of how he's feeling about the nuclear strike, which few, if any, president. I'm in a camp that thinks Hillary Clinton is about the only other one I'm convinced would have done it, given the evidence here. But the audacity of this, as far as these pilots, the military, the secrecy of this and the destruction, and then to get a ceasefire out of it, this is Nobel Peace Prize stuff.
Absolutely. An inflection point in history. Amazing, precise, gutsy, focused. There's so many words that you could use for it. This is something that when we get out of the current political climate, hopefully, will be written about for years. There's going to be a movie about this. There's going to be books. There's going to be history lessons, I hope, if we keep our country at least and we still tell the truth in history in future years. I don't know that we do now. But in any event, yeah, it was just truly amazing. And see, I am not an interventionist. I don't want our men and women, and neither does President Trump, bleeding all over the world, coming back disfigured, hurt, psychologically affected. We don't want that. This is different. This was a country that truly, truly believed in death to America, death to Israel, didn't worry about the policy of mutual destruction. But, you know, Russia worries, China worries, other countries worry that have nuclear armaments mm-hmm. that, gosh, if they use them, they're going to come back at us and everything we have is going to be destroyed. Iran's different. You got a guy who's almost 90 there who just doesn't care. So this needed to be done. And it was audacious, and it was the right thing to do. And now we have to move on. The president, couple takeaways when you speak to him. He wants peace. He really is a man of peace, and it breaks his heart when men and women, certainly American men and women, but even American, but men and women around the world, he hates to see war. He hates the death and the destruction. So he really does want to create peace, number one. The other thing, the other takeaway, and I'm jumping to something else, but spoke with him, and I want to go back to the Medicaid thing because Senate, I've not been happy with. We did a good bill. We did a damn good bill in the House, and I'm the first one to criticize us in the House when we screw up. It was a lot of work. The Speaker did well. We went back and forth, involved in some of those negotiations and discussions, particularly with Medicaid, worked it out, saved money, tightened belts, but at the same time took care of our American working people. That's what President Trump wants. He doesn't want to hurt Medicaid. I spoke to him 2 days ago. He was on his way to NATO. I spoke to him while he was on the plane. Okay. And he said, I don't want Medicaid hurt, and I don't want our hospitals hurt. You know, I mean, and that's so the Senate plan, they actually allowed more of the green energy subsidies on longer,
right.
But which is crazy. It's insane. And yet, which helps foreign countries. And yet we're hurting Medicaid and our hospitals, which is insane. So what, we're helping foreign countries and we're going to make up the money difference by going after the provider tax? Not that that is perfect, but it's what we've got right now. Now, the other issue that we've got, and this is important, and as you know, hot off the press, that the Senate parliamentarian said, you can't do what you want to do with no SNAP for illegals. You can't do what you want to do, no Medicaid for illegals. You can't do what you want to do in the provider tax. I'm glad that they can't do the provider tax stuff because it was wrong. But the illegal stuff, I started drafting two bills today, one for SNAP, one for Medicaid. Illegals don't get that stuff. If we got to do standalone bills and we can't do it in a reconciliation, so be it. We better damn well do it either along with the reconciliation or afterward. And the Senate doesn't have to listen to this person. You didn't vote for the Senate parliamentarian. I didn't. The Senate didn't. They made up rules that she's supposed to enforce. It's all bull. It doesn't mean anything. You got to do your job as leaders and go there and put together a bill
right.
and not worry about what some bureaucrat says. And they have the legal right to do that. There's no law that says you have to listen to that parliamentarian. And the president's sick of that as well.
Oh, boy. So by July 4th, that seems like a mighty order. Now, I know how you know, the Congress can work, though, behind the scenes. You're talking to people and all that. Are the odds that this is going to get done by July 4th?
I hope so. I'm not going to say no, but I worry about it a great deal.
Okay.
I am concerned. And remember, the Senate now has to go back to the drawing board to a good degree. A lot of what they thought they could do, they can't. They've got this parliamentarian. I don't like the way they went about it. We did a good bill. The president loved the bill. We got everybody on board with the bill, except a couple of people who were extreme, Tom Massey, et cetera. We did a yeoman's job. And I never say that. You know, I'm so self-critical of the House
right.
of Representatives very often. It was an exception. Usually the Senate, I think, has their act together a little more. They don't have their act together now. They were going down the wrong pathway with the provider tax and some other things. And they're not getting done what needs to be done because they're listening to her on the illegals. So you are now, according to her, the Senate parliamentarian that nobody elected, all those people who are listening now that are breaking their backs working for a living have to pay for illegals to get health care, have to pay for illegals to get all kinds of benefits with SNAP, food stamps, and Medicaid. Come on.
Absolutely.
I mean, for God's
sake,
we got to get this done. Senate's got to get it out.
Anytime next week when you have something on this, because you go right for it for our listeners, you are there to tell us exactly what's going on. Just let us know. We want to hear from Congressman Van Drew. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon, hopefully.
Tom, stay safe, stay cool. Thank you.
All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Congressman Perry, we'll see if he agrees with that. That seems like a big hurdle. And your calls coming up on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just push #1210. Coming up, we'll talk with Congressman Scott Perry. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. All right, Joe, what do you have today?
Today I had the Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway.
Right.
And also in the book, one of the Italian soldiers gets spaghetti and meat and asked where the tomato sauce is.
All right. Thank you, Joe. It's endless.
Sauce.
It's endless, this battle.
It's sauce. Even Ernest Hemingway says it's sauce.
Yeah, well, look what happened with him, but that's okay. I think he's one of the most overrated writers ever.
Whoa.
Really. It was his lifestyle.
Oh, just because of that now?
I mean, William Faulkner was obviously better. The Yucca-Pinoca County creation. You can't top that. All right, but Farewell to Arms. Okay. That's good. A farewell is outside the box. All right, we're going to talk with Scott Perry, who I believe is a retired brigadier general in the military, about some of the things we talked about with Jeff Van Drew, but more maybe the nuclear thing, where he thinks it's going. And Van Drew and the Senate, I agree with him. They seem to be at odds here big time. Can they get the big, beautiful bill done by July 4th? If they don't, they're going to start to backslide. And Dom's Money Melon got a great one today for a big prize. All that straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.